Hey there, people friends. It's that time again. It's time for the Activist Podcast, episode number 18. Let's get to it. My dear listener, this week I have to admit I have no interview for you. This whole spring thing ruined all my plans. It kind of threw a wrench and got me a little angry, a little worked up, a little disappointed, and a couple of other things. Let's keep moving forward. I've got a couple of topics I'd like to talk about, like the Tony Awards coming up in a month. Woohoo! Also about something interesting that I heard on KPFA, and it made my heart kind of break, but not for the reason that you think it will. And also, I've got a couple of songs that I picked from my personal iTunes library. Hopefully I don't get in trouble. Ooh. Let's go! Well, hello, all you beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful, darling, adorable people. How are you? Me? I'm hanging in there. It's a Thursday night? No. I'm kidding. Haha, it's a Wednesday night. See, that's the kind of week it's been. Freaking nuts. Perry's out of karaoke. I figured I might as well get one of these things up because it's been a while since I've had one, and I've got a little bit of energy, even though I have to be at work tomorrow super early. So, let's talk, my darlings. Let's talk. Over the last couple of weeks, I actually got to go out and see a few shows. The first one I saw was Cabaret at Sunnyvale Community Players. It was a fun show. The only complaint that I have is I was hoping that the music would get a little faster. It felt just a wee bit slow, and I think it would have helped overall. But the storytelling was really, really well done. Leanne Payne did a great job when it came to the dancing and the directing. There were a couple of choices that I was like, well, that's interesting. But I mean, I think it all had to do with where everyone was placed and just little things, little tiny things that I was like, whew. But it was still such a fun show. Valerie Valenzuela knocks my socks off, like always. It was good to see Sven Schutz playing Mr. Cliff. I think he was quite charming, actually. I do. I really do. He used his lower register, sounded more mature. I thought it was a smart choice. Very, very well done. Good job, Sven. I really enjoyed seeing my buddy Carl back on stage. Excellent, excellent job. I was with him on stage in his very last production before this, which was, what, 16 years ago? Oh my God, we're old! The MC, played by Paul Arakistain, was very, very charming. I enjoyed him a lot. He had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma, and he had a great connection with the audience as well. Such a fun show overall, and it should not be missed. You have actually one more weekend to see it. It closes on May 15th. So get out there now. Sunnyvale Community Players, I will have a link up on the website as well. Next up, I saw my buddy Sam up in Pacifica at the Spindrift Players on their Stage 2 production. They were working on a play called The Boxcar. Can I just say, that thing kicked my ass. Oh, the script was funny. It was moving. It really was just like he said on the past interview, where it was going to really touch on all sorts of different emotions and really make you feel and make you think. And I adored it. It was most excellent. And Sam, of course, turned it out like he usually does. And I am really kind of mad that I didn't get a chance to interview him before the show opened. We just couldn't find the time to get our schedules to sync. So, Mr. Sam, if you're listening, you're still on the hot seat. So as soon as your next show comes up, you must call me. You must call me. Yeah, that was awful. I promise never to do that again. Next, I saw in the theaters, I saw Memphis played. And, oh my gosh, can I just tell you that I liked the soundtrack, and when Tony's rolled around last year, I was like, Memphis is going to win Best Musical, and what happened? It won Best Musical. And then I was listening to the soundtrack a couple times, and I'm like, eh, all the songs kind of sound the same. You know, they're kind of, they're good singers, and just, I don't know, there was something about it I didn't really care for. Go see the show. If you don't like the soundtrack, go see the show, because the soundtrack does not show what, I don't know what the word is. Oh my God. It doesn't portray the show as well as it should. This soundtrack needs to be 2 CD set. Do you hear me, producers of this show of Memphis? You needed to make it a 2 CD set. And if not that, then come out with a reissue and make it a 2 CD set, because there's so much more music. And I feel like the dialogue that's in between the songs that are actually on the CD is missing. And it just makes you love the show that much more. And so I'm kind of bitter that there's no 2 CDs on Memphis. Oh my God, I just caught myself sounding like Susie Orman. That's awful.
I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flea. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the pole. I lie in my room, staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers. Just to kill the lonely hours, spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, the birds twitter twit. I know the tune, this is love, this is it. Heard it before, and don't I know the score? And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seems sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear. Spring can really hang up the most. Spring can really hang you up the most. Thank you. prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. Didn't help one bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Spring. It's the time of year when people clean their house thoroughly, or their office, or they reorganize themselves and their life in some way, shape, or form. For me, spring means utter and sheer insanity and needless stress. I thoroughly enjoy working at the nursery. I really do. But when I first came into the gardening industry, I always imagined that gardeners were fun-loving, laid-back, relaxed people. Oh, I have never been more wrong in my whole life for most of those people. You see, spring in the nursery business is the equivalent of Christmas in retail. Utter madness. People are stressing about plants. They want their Super Marzano tomatoes. They ask me, which tomato's sweeter? You know, to me, a tomato is a tomato. I personally can't tell the difference between the two, and I don't really care, as long as the tomato's fresh and delicious. That's all. As long as it's not super soggy, I'm okay with it. So, I am not the right person, honey, to come and talk to about tomatoes. And that's just an example of one of the various questions that I get. Now we're starting to wind down for the season, which is kind of nice, but it really brought up some interesting things for me. And they kind of sat in the back of my head, and I, you know, had to stew about them and marinated and percolated. And so then, about 2 or 3 days ago, I'm listening to KPFA, as I do on my lunch break, and I'm listening to a broadcast that's about sustainable living as far as gardening goes, and being green when it comes to the farming industry and the small groups of people who are creating new ideas and technologies that are designed specifically for this. Like there's a milking farm somewhere that there's absolutely no pumps, and all the milk is transported via gravity. So it actually travels downhill through the pipes and into the silos or the mills. And it's just so genius. It doesn't use any electricity. And I was really blown away. It wasn't so much the concepts or the ideas or even the topic. It was more the speaker. He had this beautiful, beautiful eloquence and passion in his voice. And you can tell that he really, really enjoyed what he was doing. And I immediately was struck by the thought, I want to enjoy what I'm doing. I want to be that passionate about what I'm doing. And when I stop and thought about it, I'm not that passionate about plants. And so I was like, what's going on? What's happening? What am I doing? What are you doing? And at this point, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment, but not passionately, not the way I really want to be enjoying it. So I have to question, am I really supposed to be there? Should I really be there? Whenever I think about passionate things for myself, the only thing that comes to mind is the theater or entertaining. And not so much plants. And that kind of made me very, very sad because the people that I work with are wonderful, wonderful people. And just, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know just where I'm going, and tomorrow it's a little overwhelming, and the air is cold, and I'm not the same anymore. I've been running. Too long now, lost my own reflection, and I can't look down. If you're not there to catch me when I fall, if this is the moment, I stand here on my own. If this is my rite of passage that somehow leads me home, I might be afraid, but it's my turn to be brave. If this is the last chance before we say goodbye, at least it's the first day of the rest of my life. I can't be afraid, 'cause it's my turn to be brave. Hearing our own voices as we close the door, even though we are so desperate to stay. If this is the moment, I stand here on my own. If this is my rite of passage that somehow leads me
of theater. What is the biggest night in theater? Well, it's the Tony Awards, of course, duh. And we are just 1 month away from them being aired on CBS. Oh, it's so exciting. I love watching the Tonys. The Tonys are the only award show that I absolutely cannot miss. I can miss the Oscars. I can miss the American Music Awards. I can miss the Grammys. I can definitely miss the MTV Awards, all seven of them, or however many they do, because they're a joke. Last year, a whole slew of Hollywood actors were nominated for Tonys and won Tonys, and this year, I think there may have been some backlash. There is a theory out there that the reason that Daniel Radcliffe did not get nominated was for that very reason, because last year there were so many Hollywood stars that were highlighted, if you will. And I saw an 8-minute trailer on a YouTube video, and he was brilliant, just outstanding. And I was really quite surprised because, I mean, having seen the Harry Potter films, he's not that great. But on stage, he is dynamite. So I was really surprised and a little disappointed that he didn't get nominated. I shall find the YouTube video and post it in the show notes so that way you can see what I'm talking about. Because really, just those eight minutes alone, that clip, was enough to convince me that he does have some serious skills and he should be a contender. Now, I've tried to get my hands on as many of the soundtracks as I possibly can, and I'm really, really bummed to find out that The Book of Mormon does not come out until June 7th. That's so disappointing because that's only like a week before the show, before the Tonys. So that made me a little mad. And same thing with Catch Me If You Can. That comes out right before the Tonys. Baby It's You comes out on the 14th, which is after the Tonys. So that made me even more mad. But I did get my hands on Wonderland, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and Sister Act. And out of the three, really only Sister Act's the only one worth listening to. While Wonderland does have some catchy moments in the show, I really don't like the majority of the girls. Like, I think they're horrible. They sing out of their nose, and it's just bad. It's not pleasant to listen to. The lyrics are kind of elementary. They're not very sophisticated at all, and it just kind of made me feel like it's... You know how there's the awkward... Oh, this is going to sound horrible. There's the awkward white girl trying to dance hip-hop. That's kind of how this feels. I don't know if that interprets well. But yeah, that's kind of how it feels. And there are some songs that I think could possibly work were the genders switched, like the Caterpillar song. I think that if it were played by a woman instead of a man, it might go a little better. Same with the Mad Hatter. They changed the Mad Hatter into a woman because it's supposed to be a new Mad Hatter, but the song just sounds kind of meh, kind of boring with a lady singing. I think if it was a high tenor like rocking out that song, you might have something there. But yeah, don't really care for it. As for Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, it's just kind of it sounds mostly like it's the three Greek chorus singers that are singing all the songs, and the supposed leads are just actors. They're not musical theater people. So I was really disappointed in that. Although there is an amazing duet between the son and his father toward the end of the show that is kind of touching. And also there's the ping pong lady. So for those of you who have not seen the movie, I highly recommend the movie. It's way, way more fun than the soundtrack of the Broadway show. It's super campy and fabulous, but it's hilarious. And I think I might watch it after I finish this. Maybe. We'll see. Now, here's the weird thing. When I was listening to Sister Act, I kept thinking to myself, man, I miss hearing the songs that are on the Sister Act movie. But when I was listening to Priscilla, I was thinking, man, I'm kind of bummed that there aren't any original songs on this show. So it's really weird that I flip-flop between the two. However, the original music in Sister Act is crazy good. It's incredible. And really, the only tracks that need to leave the soundtrack are the ones that the men are in. Oh, go figure. They're just not very well done. I understand the point of them. I just don't really care for them at all. They aren't memorable in any way, and it doesn't make you feel for the characters at all or learn any more about the characters. So it's like, kind of, why are they there? Why are they there other than your men need to have something to sing? Otherwise, they're just standing around. But let them stand around, because it's really all about the nun and the nuns and Dolores, which I am dying to see this show already. Like, I wanted to tour right now. Right now, and I hope that it takes home, at least for right now, I hope it takes home 3 Tonys. I'm not going to say which ones, but, oh yes, I will. I want it to take home Best Actress, Best Supporting, and Best Score. Best Music and Lyrics. So those are the 3 that I really wanted to take home, because they're fantastic. Although, haven't heard Book of Mormon, and I hear amazing things about that, so we'll see.
I've never talked back. I've never slept late. I've never sat down when told to stand straight. I've never let go and gone with the flow, and don't even know really why. I've never asked questions or taken a dare. I've never worn clothes that might make people stare. I've never rebelled or stood up and yelled or even just held my head high. And all of the feelings unspoken, all of the truths unsaid, they're all I have left of the life I never led. I've never gone surfing or ran with a crowd or danced on a table or laughed much too loud. I've never quite dared to leave myself bared. I've just been too scared I might fall. I've never seen Paris, swum naked, been kissed. I've never quite realized just how much I've missed. And what did I get for hedging each bet? Another regret, and that's all. And all wishes unasked for, all of the needs unfed, they're all that remain of the life I never led. And now that you've given me one little taste of it, and now that I know what I know, well, to be brave. I want to be strong. I want to believe I'm where I belong. To stand up and say I'm seizing the day. To not just obey, but to choose. And I may not surf, I may not see friends, but I have to know I still have the chance. Scary and new, but I'm standing tall and I'm walking through. What's gone may be gone, but I won't go on playing dead. It's time to start living the life I never led.
Okay, my little chickadees, That wraps it up for this edition of the Activist Podcast. I want to thank you so, so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. If this is your first time, please, please come back. If this is your third, fifth, 12th, I can't even tell you how much I appreciate it. I love you. I think you're fabulous. And I hope to meet someday soon in the real world, not behind all this technology. Okay? So, you can find me on Facebook at Jerry the Activist, J-E-R-Y. Not two R's, one R. You can email me at jerry@theactorvista.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at @theactorvista. Those are the ways to get a hold of me. Please feel free to contact me at any time. If you have a show coming up you want to talk about, let me know. I would happily do so. I'm trying to figure out how to get a Skype interview recorded that doesn't sound tinny. So until next time, for all my friends who have gigs, shows, openings, auditions, readings, break a leg. For everybody else, go out and support some live theater. So, until next time, my name is Jerry, and I am the Activist.
I've always been good. I've always obeyed. I've lived as you taught me. I've prayed as you prayed. I've never once missed a rule on your list. I've done as a sister should do. But now I won't bend. Now I won't bow. My sister's in need of a sister right now. And I will not stay and blindly obey and just turn away from what's true. You promised one day God would call me. Isn't that what you said? Well, this is that day. This is that call. I'm either a sister or nothing else.